James Nesbitt. I come from Northern Ireland. I've lived in Belfast for about the last 3 years, but it's a very small country in a way. I mean, Belfast is about 50 miles from just about anywhere in the country. I was studying there. I was doing a degree in French, which I eventually gave up. It is a wonderful city, despite all the bad press. It's just, I mean, I'm going home tomorrow morning and I can't wait to get home. The atmosphere is brilliant. There's very little sign of the Troubles actually in Belfast. There's a lot of presence of the army and the police, but you just get used to it, and people get on very well together. I mean, the bars are always crowded with people just having a good time. Doesn't matter really if you're Protestant or Catholic. It does in some areas, but the city itself is terrific. It's lovely. This is from Philadelphia, Here I Come by Brian Freely, which isn't actually set in Belfast, but it's in Northern Ireland. This is the part of Private. The main character is called Gar. In the play, there's a public, which everyone sees, but there's also a private, which is sort of his inner self. This is him talking to his father, although his father can't hear. This is Private. When you're curled up in your wee cot, Screwballs, do you dream? Do you ever dream of the past, Screwballs? Of that wintry morning in Bulchefree, and the 3 days in Bundoran, and of the young, gay girl from beyond the mountains who sometimes cried herself to sleep? God, maybe, Screwballs. Behind those dead eyes and that flat face are there memories of precious moments in the past. My God, have I been unfair to you? Is it possible that you have hoarded in the back of that mind of yours? Do you remember? It was an afternoon in May, 15 years ago. I don't remember every detail, but some things are as vivid as can be. The boat was blue, and the paint was peeling, and there was an empty cigarette packet floating in the water at the bottom between two trout. And the left rowlock kept slipping, and you had given me your hat and had put your jacket round my shoulders because there had been a shower of rain. And you had the rod in your left hand. I could see the cork nibbled away from the butt of the rod. And maybe we'd been chatting. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. But between us at that moment, there was this great happiness. This great joy. You must have felt it too. It was so much richer than a content. It was a great, great happiness, an act of bubbling joy, although nothing was being said. Just the two of us fishing on a lake on a showery day. And young as I was, I knew that this was precious. And your heart was soft on the top of my ears. I can feel it. And I shrank down into your coat, and then, for no reason at all, except that you were happy too, you began to sing. All round my hat, I'll wear a green coloured ribbon, oh. All around my hat, for a 12-month and a day. And if anybody asks me the reason why I wear it, it's all because my true love is far, far away.